I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Sometimes life gives you a headache. 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Sometimes life gives you a headache. I'm not talking about the kind that an aspirin can fix, though those do show up too, and at the time of recording this, I'm kind of having one. I'm talking about the kind of headache you feel in your soul, though. The kind where your phone won't stop ringing, your kids won't stop screaming, your job won't stop demanding, and your prayers feel like they're bouncing, boing, 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 off the ceiling. Have you been there? If you're honest, there are days when just getting out of bed feels like lifting a mountain. Days when the pressure mounts, the peace flees, and your mind is running faster than your faith. But let me tell you this. Just because life gives you a headache doesn't mean God has given up on you. That leads us to our first point. Headaches are a sign of humanity. Even Jesus had headaches. Not literally migraines, perhaps, but the kind that comes from crowds pressing in, disciples arguing, and Pharisees plotting. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed in agony until his sweat became like drops of blood, Luke 22:44. If our Savior was not exempt from pressure, we shouldn't be surprised when it shows up in our lives. Your headache doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're alive. It means you're in the fight. Leads us to point two. Pressure doesn't mean defeat. Paul said it best. We are hard-pressed on every side but not crushed. Notice that. Pressed but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Your headache might be the sound of growth, the pain of becoming. God often does his best work when we feel the most stretched. Oh, I hate being stretched. Let's be honest. But God often does his best work when we feel the most stretched. Like olives crushed to make oil, grapes pressed to make wine, sometimes pressure is the process of purpose. Point three, God is present in the pressure. Don't miss this. You are not alone in your headache. Psalm 46:1 tells us God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. God doesn't wait for you to feel better before he shows up. He is with us. He is with you in the mess, in the tension, in the late night tears and early morning sighs. Your headache doesn't scare him. In fact, he often is closest when we feel our weakest. Let's wrap it up. What do you do when life gives you a headache? You pause and pray. You breathe and believe. You press on with faith, even if it's only the size of a mustard seed. Sometimes life gives you a headache, but don't let it rob you of your hope. Because the same God who calms the storm can calm your soul. The same God who raised the dead can raise your strength. And the same Jesus who wore a crown of thorns understands every kind of pain. Let's do a call to action here today. Let's bring our headaches to the altar. Not just the physical ones, but the burdens of our hearts. Let's trust the God who heals, restores, and strengthens. Because sometimes life gives you a headache, but God always gives us hope. I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.